You know those algorithms that allow Google tools to recognize your labradoodle in all of your photos? They also know whether you're speaking French or Chinese and find whatever you're looking for on the web. Google just announced that they're giving that technology away to anyone who wants to use it. That's right. Google CEO Sundar Pichai said today that the company is open sourcing their machine learning software called TensorFlow. TensorFlow is available under Apache 2.0 license. It can run on just about anything from smartphones to giant data centers. Why give it away? Google says more academic researchers, engineers, and hobbyists working with TensorFlow means the technology will accelerate at a much greater pace. And since machine learning powers so much of Google's products and services, this can only give Google better tools to take over the world in the future. President Obama now has his own Facebook page, which makes him the second-to-last man on Facebook. My husband is the last man on Facebook. The page, the president's page is facebook.com/POTUS, so it's likely to be handed down to the next person in office. And speaking of Facebook, the social networking site better watch its back, especially when it comes to video views. Snapchat has tripled video traffic since May, according to a recent report in the Financial Times. And if this surprises you, that means you are old. Snapchat now boasts 6 billion videos a day. That's compared to the 8 billion per day that Facebook reported last week. Xiaomi has a new wearable. The Mi Band Pulse includes a real-time heart rate monitor. It tracks steps and sleeps, lets you set alarms, and delivers some notifications when you pair it with a phone. And because it's from Xiaomi, you know it will be cheap. The new wearable is only $15. It's not available in the U.S., but you can buy it on Wednesday in China. If the new band follows the path of the original Mi Band, it should be available in India, Europe, and the U.S. soon. You can buy the first generation Mi Band on Xiaomi's global Mi.com store for only $11. Over the weekend, Pinterest announced a new visual search feature that will allow you to search using an image. If you see something on Pinterest you like, click the gray and white magnifying glass in the top right corner. Drag your mouse to put a box around the part of the image you want to learn more about, and you'll see a list of visually similar results. The new feature is rolling out today.